Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't 2 hours, so you don't want it to bust. Initiation started and it ended in a bust. As I got older, I just stopped to prove my worth. More times than others, I fell face first in the dirt. Whoa, can't you see? Never take the gang out of me. Whoa, can't you see? You never take the gang out of me.
Love Talk Radio, Parent Unafraid. This is Jay Davis. I'm here, your host, solo, no co-host tonight. No Jacob Curran present at the moment. I'm inviting your calls right now. 646-716-9690. 646-716-9690. Blog Talk Radio. I am calling some motherfuckers out tonight. Namely, NFC representative Jeff A. Vandenberg. You got something to say? You got something to stand up for? You got something you believe in? Give me a call, Jeff. 646-716-9690. Give me a call. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I would love to hear your justification. I would love to hear you say something when you're not hiding behind children, when you're not hiding behind women, when you're not hiding behind anything but that telephone. Give me a call, Jeff. 646-716-9690. Parent Unafraid. That's right. I'm not afraid. Those of you parents out there, those of you who've listened in the past, you know the reason for this show. The reason for this show, the reason I stand up here, the reason I get on the air, and the reason I say the things I have to say is because these sons of bitches are holding my children hostage. These sons of bitches are holding your children hostage. These sons of bitches are holding our children over our heads and telling us how to parent them, telling us what we need to do in order to get our children back. And many of us, the vast majority of us, have done nothing to deserve the treatment that we're receiving. Our children, for goddamn sure, have done nothing to deserve the treatment that we're receiving. So, again, phone lines are open. Jeff, NFC, Jennifer Ritchie, Paula Jones, Donna Roselle, any one of you. Any one of you have something to say. Any one of you have any way to dispute any of the claims that I'm about to make or I have made, call the show. Let's hear it. I'm going to tell you now, listeners. Whether you're listening live, whether you're podcasting, whatever, listen carefully. I was at the NFC office today. I've been dealing with NFC for 10 months now. Oh, let me throw, before I go any further, let me go back. Let me go back a couple days here and extend this invite beyond just the NFC, the Nebraska Families Collaborative. Let me extend this invite to any member of the Sarpy County Court, Sandra Markley, Deputy County Attorney. Called the show, 646-716-9690. You got something to say? You want to dispute some facts? If you have any way possible, that you could dispute any word that I'm about to say, call the show, because I would love to hear it. And I'm sure that anybody out here listening would love to hear somebody prove me wrong. Somebody tell me that you're not in the business of stealing children, ruining families, and destroying lives. Somebody call the show and tell me I'm wrong. 646-716-9690. Anyway, I'm Jay Davis again. Thanks for tuning in. I was in court the other day. Sarpy County Court. Judge O'Neill's courtroom. Judge Robert O'Neill. Another joke. Another sham. Another piece of shit in a robe. Pretending to act in the best interest of children. My children have been left in the care of an absolute freaking psychopath. Am I mad right now? Do I sound like a psychopath? I probably do. And I make no apologies for that. You fucking threaten my children. You threaten my fucking family. Fucking gloves are off. Gloves are off. I played by your rules. Well, the rules have changed, motherfuckers. The rules have changed. Starting now. The rules have changed. I will no longer bow to you. I will no longer your dictate, your mandates. I will no longer play by your rules because you've threatened my family. When you threaten my family, it's a whole different fucking game. I went before this judge, Judge Robert O'Neill, last week with one request. The request that the evidence I have in my possession be heard in court. That the evidence I have calling you out, Jeff Vandenberg, calling you out, NFC, the evidence that I have that proves that my children were taken from my home illegally with no justification, all I asked was that that evidence be heard. I was silenced. I was not allowed to speak in court. Any effort made to speak in court was met by a swift fucking swing of the gavel and wisp of the robe and fucking Judge O'Neill saying, oh no, we're not going to hear this. We're not going to hear this. We're not going to hear it today. The same day, June 26th, in Sarpy County Court, I filed a motion to dismiss everything based on the fact that it's all bullshit. I offered proof in that motion. Somehow, my motion was lost in the shuffle. Somehow, my motion just came across their desk on the 30th. Somehow, wasn't there in time. Somehow now, my motion will be heard September 30th, 3 months from now. Any of you who know what's going on, any of you who are involved in the system, any of you who are involved with NFC, the state, you know. When the children have been out of their home for 15 of the past 22 months, the state has an obligation to file to revoke your parental rights, to terminate your rights as a parent, to terminate any claim that you have to your children. You're trying to push it. You're pushing the envelope. You're pushing it to the last minute. I get it. You know what? I'm not bound by your rules. I'll play within them. I'll play within the rules, and I'll beat you at your own game, just like I have been so far. I've been beating you at your own game, and you don't like it, so you're taking your toys and you're going home. Fair enough, pussies. Call in. One of you. 646-716-9690. Tell me what you got. You got nothing. You got nothing. I'll be back. Not that I'm not always fired up. I tend to stay that way. I'm Jay Davis. I don't live any other way. I'm not made to bend. I'm not made to bow. that make me a bad parent? Does the fact that I refuse to fucking bow down to your fucking mandates, does the fact that I refuse to fucking live my life a different way, show me one way that my lifestyle, that my efforts, the way I've lived, the way I've parented, the way I've raised my children has been harmful to them. Show me one way that I've been a danger to my children, that they've been in any way placed in harm's way. Show me. You can't. This is a joke. This is a joke. CPS. Don't get me wrong. And let me state this again. Let me state this very clearly. There are times. There are reasons. There are justification. There are instances where state intervention is necessary to protect children. And in those instances, I stand behind you. I fucking salute you for what you do. I salute you for the lives that you've saved. I salute you for the children that you fucking removed from harm's way, that you fucking have done your job, protected, and stuck your necks out for. I salute you. My case, my children, my family is not one of those instances. And neither are many of the dozens, the hundreds of instances that I've heard of just recently. None of them. I haven't heard one person that I've spoken with, one person who's emailed the show, one person who's text messaged the show, one person who's called the show, not one person has stood up and said, NFC is a fucking godsend. State intervention is a godsend. State intervention is a miracle. You fucking miracle workers, I haven't heard not fucking one word in your defense. Not one person stand and say, hey, these people changed my life. They fucking helped me out. They did what they needed to do, and my life's different because of it, and thank you. I haven't heard it once. I don't think I will hear it. What I hear repeatedly, what I constantly hear, what I hear day after day, that you motherfuckers invade people's lives. You intrude on people's lives. That you force your will on individuals. You force your will on families. That's not what America's built on. That's not this holiday that we're about to celebrate. That's not what America's founded on. That's not what I stand for. And I won't stand for it anymore. And no parent out there should. I will not stand here afraid of what you will do if I don't bow. Went to the NFC office today to let them know I refuse to bow. To let them know, under no uncertain terms, will I ever, ever bow to their will, bend to their whim, submit to these fucking absolute fucking morons. You have no justification. You got no basis for being in my life. You have no reason to live. You have no reason. There's no reason for your existence. Not in my universe. As I've said, sure, I bet you do good work from time to time. I bet you there's a handful of motherfuckers out there who you've helped. That's not the truth for the majority of the cases that you deal with. Admit it. When faced with evidence, you backpedal. When told that backpedaling will not be accepted, when faced with the fact that you've got a motherfucker in your office right there looking you in the eye and you can't say a fucking thing to him, when faced with fact, when faced with reality, you know that you're a fucking comical joke. You're a fucking farce. Tell me how you saved my children. Tell me how you saved my fucking family. Show me how your intervention has benefited the Davis family in any way. Can't do it. Jennifer Ritchie, Paula Jones, I was in your office today, along with you, Jeff A. Vandenberg, Vandenberg. Yeah, you want to fucking poke some jabs online. Poke some jabs to me when I'm in your face. Poke some jabs when I'm standing right there. No, you hide behind women. You hide behind children. You threaten my family. And then point and fucking cry foul when I call you on your own fucking game. Not anymore. Not anymore. I'm calling you on your game. You want to tell me I've threatened you? I didn't threaten you. All I've done, I've threatened to expose you. Bear with me momentarily, there, listeners. I'm going to grab about fucking 40 of the 80 pounds worth of fucking evidence that I've got. Give me a minute. Sorry about that. It's more Flogging Molly. I didn't mean to burn you with more of the same music you've already heard. Anyway, say I get some evidence. All right, let's get down to the fucking brass tacks, you motherfuckers. Let's get down to it. Again, my name's Jay Davis. I'm here, Blog Talk Radio, Parent Unafraid. You're listening live, maybe you're podcasting. Either way, email the show, Jay Davis, JayDavis, at jdavis.net. Call the show, 646-716-9690. Text message the show, 402-616-6093. One way or the other, get a hold of me. You got something to say. You got something to fucking add to this. You got an opposing viewpoint. God damn, I'd love to hear it. I would love to hear it. All right. Evidence. Here we go. Evidence. Little backstory here. August 19th, 2014, my three children, Cooper, Connor, Jace, removed from my home, removed from my custody, removed from my care by the state of Nebraska. Reason being, alleged drug use in my home. For the sake of argument, I'm going to throw this out there real quick. Federal law says, state law says, that parental substance use, not saying there was any, but law says that's not enough to take a kid from the home. It's not enough to take a kid from his parents. To just say, oh, they used or abused or dealt in any kind of substance. Has to be evidence of maltreatment. Has to be evidence showing that substance abuse or that use of a substance, alcohol, drugs, whatever. There needs to be some sort of evidence that that use or abuse contributed to some sort of maltreatment of the children involved. Fair enough? Fair enough. Let me read to you, listeners, dear listeners, NFC, Judge O'Neill, Department of Health and Human Services, let me share with you the narrative, the initial risk assessment performed by Angela Thielen of the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. Give me a minute here. It's a little out of order. More backstory, real quick, while I'm shuffling this paperwork. My children were placed in my custody November 1st, 2011, because their mother is a fucking psychopath. On not one occasion, but three occasions, was I granted custody of these children onto the documentation. Circumstances surrounding maltreatment. On August 1st, 2014, this worker, along with Detective Ben Iverson and Captain Jeremy Kinsey with the La Vista Police Department, made an unannounced visit to Jason Davis's home. That's me, Jason Davis. Jason Davis answered the door, holding his one-year-old son, Jace. He held Jace throughout the visit, stated he was taking Jace to daycare at Children's Respite Care Center, where he receives physical therapy and occupational therapy for his juvenile arthritis. Fact. He was informed of the current allegations, and he was upset, but not irrational. Fact. He stated the same thing happened in 2011 when the children's mother was suicidal. Fact. He got custody of the children, and the case was closed after 6 months. Fact. More backstory. The allegation is, I was using methamphetamine in my home. Carry on here. This worker, Angela Thielen, did not observe any physical signs of methamphetamine use, as he did not appear to be extremely skinny. Thank you. Any pick marks? There were no track marks on his inner arms. Only his right front tooth appeared to be deteriorated. Any of you who know me, know that motherfucker's been fucked up since I smashed it on the handrail at fucking St. Columbico back in the day, skateboarding. Yeah. He was also not displaying any behaviors that would lead this worker to believe he was under the influence. He was not displaying any behaviors that would lead this worker to believe he was under the influence. That's the initial assessment right there. No behaviors displayed that would have led this worker to believe I was under the influence of any kind of drugs. After speaking with Jason Davis, this worker visited with Connor and Cooper Davis. And Connor, today's your birthday. Son, my son turns 8 years old today. I love you, son. Happy birthday. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be with you today. I fought and I begged and I fucking pleaded with these people. I was unable to be with you today. I love you. And Connor Davis, you're the most amazing, most beautiful, perfect little boy anyone could ever ask to have. And I am grateful to have had the time with you that I've had. I love you more than anything. Happy birthday, son. Be back in a minute.
One, two, three, four! Almost every day, I keep a fake face. A broken thing to do, it's in the attitude. If you can see yourself, you what you wanna do. You're from a masturbate, promise to love the age. Today I'm playing the part of your parents. Now make a hard time for you to know about yourself. The lies make you believe what's evil. It's making love and making friends and meaning got the wrong way. The right way to see you. To bleed, to not be done. It's true, you're passing us. Fucking lost all. We stand alone.
I apologize. Ocean's got away on me for a minute there. Back to some evidence. Anyway, again, thank you. Thank you for listening in, podcasters, live listeners, whoever. Thank you. Jay Davis, Parent Unafraid. Sharing with you right now some evidence, some proof of the fact that these motherfuckers are out to get you. Not one of them has any evidence. And when presented with real evidence, presented with real fact, they cower. They threaten. They dangle children in front of you. They dangle them in front of me, thinking that I would be like much of the rest of them. And those of you who have bowed, I mean, no disrespect. You're not wrong in bowing. You're not wrong in submitting when your children are on the line. You're not wrong, and I hold nothing against you. However, I refuse to bow. I refuse to allow you, NFC, State of Nebraska, Judge O'Neill, Sandra Markley, Deputy County Attorney, Sarpy County, I refuse to bow to you. I refuse to allow you to continue to commit crime in the name of children, in the name of defense of children. I refuse to bow and allow you to continue your destruction of families in the furtherance of your fucking agendas. I will not stand alone. I will not stand silent. If I stand alone, that's fine. You are going to have to silence me. You can't do it. You can't do it. You've tried. You've tried to have me fucking thrown in jail. You've tried to have me imprisoned. You've tried to have trumped up charges fucking prosecuted. You've tried to prosecute me for shit that never happened. What's been thrown out of court? Somebody listens. Somebody understands truth. Somebody understands justice. That same somebody will hear me speak when I tell them that you're full of shit, that you're criminals, that it's you who need to be prosecuted. Your days are numbered. Don't take that as a physical threat because it's not. I'm not threatening you physically. I'm not threatening your safety. I'm threatening your careers. I'm threatening your fucking careers. I guarantee you that. By the time this is said and done, I'm still going to be a broke-ass white boy living here, childless. But I've got my pride. I've got my integrity. You'll have nothing. I know what it's like to live with nothing. You don't. I'm comfortable having nothing, living with nothing, being nothing. You've aspired to something greater, and you fucked it up, and now you're going to pay. You fucked it up. Not me. Don't blame me for telling the truth. Anyhow, back to some proof. You fucking worthless fucks. After speaking with Jason Davis, again, this is the narrative of one Angela Thielen, worker for the Department of Health and Human Services, investigating claims of my maltreatment of my children. After speaking with Jason Davis, this worker visited with Connor and Cooper Davis privately in their home. They presented as very happy children. They were dressed appropriately. They said their father was very nice as he bought them a PS4, and there's nothing about him they did not like. They talked about going bowling with their father, playing football. They might go to Adventureland soon. The children denied blank ever lived in their home, but only had stayed a few nights. They did say that their blank was at their home. The children denied when their mother was staying at their house that she and her father were ever arguing or fighting. They said they are, quote, really, really happy at home, and they're safe because their father is super strong. They said their father takes care of them and ensures that they eat, that they're not home alone, the house is clean, that they bathe, they're in bed on time. They denied their father is in his room for long periods of time because he's always with them. Sorry. Captain Jeremy Kinsey completed a walkthrough of the home, while this worker and Detective Iverson spoke to blank blank. Captain Kinsey stated he did not observe any evidence of drugs in the home, only a lot of cigarette butts. You had no reason to take my children, fucking pieces of shit. We wouldn't be having this discussion. We wouldn't be having a discussion about whether I'm angry. Yeah, I'm fucking angry. Yeah, I'm angry. You've stolen my fucking children. I'm gonna be fucking angry. When one of your own tells you there's no reason for you to be involved, when one of your own testifies there's no evidence supporting the need for your involvement in our lives, and yet you continue to invade and intrude on our lives, I'm going to be fucking pissed off. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say something. I'm going to protect my family. I'm going to protect my home, and I have the right to do so. You motherfuckers have backpedaled. You fucking have tried to justify your presence in my life. You try to justify your existence. There is no justification. There's no reason for it. And now that you see me angry, now that you see me standing here defending my fucking family and calling you out on your bullshit, and you see me ready to fucking put you into the fucking ground and call you out on every fucking thing that you've said and call you on every lie that you've spoken, every fucking ounce of fucking mistruth that you've stated in court, I call you on it. And now that you know that you're in jeopardy, your families are in jeopardy, your lives are in jeopardy, your fucking jobs are in jeopardy, now you want to backpedal. Now you want to justify shit. Now you want to point fingers. There'd be no need if you were honest from the beginning, motherfuckers. There'd be no need. Get real. Be honest with each other. You took my children from my home because I proved you wrong in the beginning. You were mad. Your feelings were hurt. You were offended. Because a motherfucker like me proved you wrong. I'll prove you wrong again. And again. And again. And again. Like I have. I have nothing to lose. You've taken everything I had. I have nothing left to lose. I will fight. I will fucking fight. If anybody knows Jay Davis, anybody out there knows a motherfucking thing about me, you know this. I will fight. You threaten my family, I will fight. I will not bow. I will not stop. I will not cave. And you will lose. I will not fucking bow to you. Call me angry. Fine. I'm not ashamed of that. If I said anything hurtful, I'm sorry. Have I hurt your feelings? I'm sorry. You know what? You know how I avoid my feelings being hurt? You know how I avoid fucking people saying shit that I might not like to hear? I don't fuck them over. I live my life in a manner in which I can hold my head high. I don't fuck people over. I don't hurt people. Until those motherfuckers threaten me. Anybody's got anything different to say, call the show. Call. 646-716-9690. 646-716-9690. I don't hear any fucking phones ringing, you motherfuckers. Fucking done. We're gonna go back to some more music for a minute. I'm fucking sick of this.
One, two, three, four! Almost every day, I keep a safe face. A broken picture too, it's in the attitude. If you can see yourself, you put you on a shelf. Your verbal masturbate, promise to dominate. Today I'm playing the part of the parrot.
On the spot here. I've got you live on my radio show right now. I am using my phone. I've got you on speakerphone. I'm here in my bunker, my undisclosed bunker location where I broadcast my show from. I just thought I'd give you a call real quick. Yeah, I call it the bunker. I broadcast from an undisclosed location.
Oh, I got you.
It's a bunker. I'm in the midst of a war here.
Okay.
So, I'm presenting a few things to my listening public, and my listening public is growing day by day.
Okay.
It's day by day, it's growing. And that's pretty awesome. But I'm presenting some facts tonight. Some things that I've held back. I've held back quite a bit. I've held back quite a bit because I've tried to play by rules. I've tried to play fair. But there's no playing fair. These people don't play fair. And I've tried to play by their rules, and I've tried to be civilized. I've tried to do things in a manner which would be suitable, you know, to them. But the only thing suitable to them is that I bow down. And what I'm trying to do right now, I've presented already to the listening public the narrative of the initial assessment worker who came to my home and did their little assessment and spoke to my children. By the way, listening public, this is Gail Davis. This is my father, who actually lived in the home with my children and I for the entire year prior to the state's intervention. The entire year prior, this man lived in the home with us, witnessed every event, witnessed every instance where maltreatment may have occurred. He was there. Tactfully and strategically planned out enough as these people did things. They entered my home. They came to my home. They made their allegations the day after my father left my home. The day after. The very next day. Dad, I've already told these people. I've already told the public here. I've already told my listeners how the initial worker came in and said they interviewed my kids. My kids said, "We love our dad. You know, he's a great guy. There's never been any instance where he's been anything but a great parent to us." In your assessment, Mr. Davis, of the year that you spent in my home, I'm not asking you to give me a gleaming recommendation as a parent, as a father. I'm not asking for that. But I would like you to give your assessment, your evaluation, just from your observation, as an outsider, we'll call it that, an outsider, your observations of how things were during the year that you live here.
Well, okay. Never ever corrected him or yelled at them. But he was never, ever, ever cruel to them. Like what they are. some people in court and say, no, yelling is abusing. Well, that's nonsense. He was never, ever anything. But bless him with him. He loved him. He took care of him. Next to his ability. Which is better than most.
To make things clear, we're speaking of your grandchildren.
I know.
We're speaking of your grandchildren. And so in your assessment of things and your evaluation and your observation of things, have you ever believed that your grandchildren were in any danger while they were in the care of your son, Jason Davis? What about neglect? The allegations aren't necessarily that I was ever abusive to my children. The allegations are mostly that I neglected their well-being, that I neglected them. In your assessment, were the children's needs ever neglected? Was it? One way or the other, yeah. You know what's surprising is what you just said there. What's surprising is that's the assessment that's given by every one of the workers who comes now. Every one of them who come and make the same neutral assessment, each of them say the same thing. That every moment that I spend interacting with and enjoying that interaction with my children. And so we've ruled out abuse. We've ruled out neglect. Let me ask, has anyone ever asked this opinion from you before? Has anyone ever asked you, besides me, has anyone ever asked or elicited the same opinion from you?
Not a single word.
And yet you've lived here for a year prior, and you would know, I mean, if anyone would know, it would be you, right? Hey, Dad, thank you. I apologize for putting you on the spot tonight. I know that if I would have called you beforehand and said, hey, let me put you on the radio, you wouldn't go. I apologize for putting you on the spot. I had to do what I had to do.
It's okay.
I'll call you back later. All right, Dad. So, there we have it. We're talking proof, we're talking evidence, we're talking, let's lay it all out on the line, motherfuckers, here we go. I've thrown mine at you. What have you got? 716, or no, that's area code 646-716-9690. Talk shit to that. Stand up to that. Stand up and offer evidence in the face of that. My phone hasn't rang yet. I've been on the air with you now for 48 minutes, but I haven't heard shit. Because you've got nothing. You can't say anything. You can't offer anything in your own defense. I'm Jay Davis, this is Parent Unafraid. We're going to listen to some more music right now.
Oh, yeah.
Afraid. Jay Davis. This is Jay Davis. That's me. This is Blog Talk Radio, Paranoid Afraid. I thank you. Those of you who've listened in, those of you who podcast this episode, thank you. Those of you who've listened and have been afraid to call in because you stand on the other side of the fence, fuck you. Those of you who have listened in and I've been afraid to call in because you stand on my side of the fence. And you're afraid of what might happen should you raise your voice. Should you speak out. Should you let them know that you're unhappy. That you're fucking done being trampled on. That you're done being fucking threatened. That you're done allowing these people to use your children as ammunition. As bait. As ransom. Those of you, let me tell you right now, I stand for you. I stand not just for my family. I'm not mad just because of my family. I'm not mad because this shit happens to me. I'm not indignant just because I've been offended. No. I stand and I speak out and I do this show and I speak my mind because it's fucking wrong. It's wrong that it's happened to me and it's wrong that it happens to you. And someone needs to stand up and God damn it, I will stand up. You motherfuckers. Have got to understand that what you do is wrong. What you fucking stand for is wrong. I have said it time and again. I've said it tonight, and I will say it again now. There are instances where state involvement, state intervention, there are instances, unfortunate circumstances happen, and there are unfortunate instances where your where your involvement is necessary. In those respects, in those regards, in those instances, I salute you. I fucking thank you. I thank you for the children's lives that you've intervened in and that you fucking helped save the lives of fucking children. God damn it. I respect the fuck out of what you've done. My case isn't one of them. And neither are any of the ones that I've heard from. I haven't heard from a single fucking family who said, state involvement changed my life. Thank God for the state. Thank God. I haven't heard from one of them. Somebody changed my mind. Somebody. Somebody changed my motherfucking mind. I haven't heard a fucking word. Yeah, I'm mad. Yeah, I'm fucking pissed. Yeah, I use profanity. Motherfuckers. Yeah. Something's got to change. I'm about to end the show this first hour because we're talking about independence. It's the Independence Day special here on Paranoid Afraid. First hour. I'm proclaiming my independence. How about the rest of you? How about the rest of you? Who's going to stand together? Who's going to stand up? Who's going to proclaim their independence? Not against British rule. No fucking Tea Party bullshit. Who's going to stand for their families? Who's going to stand for their children? Who's going to stand up and say, this is bullshit? I will. I'll stand for it. And 1 hour from now, I will stand again and say the same fucking shit, but I'll be joined by co-hosts. Tune back in 1 hour from now. Paranoid Afraid, Blog Talk Radio. We're not fucking done yet, motherfuckers.